you've come to a dedication service. How many people tried to buy like a happy dedication card or stuff like that and really struggled? You know, I've been to a baptism and I've been to a christening, but what's a dedication? Anybody got a bit confused with that? Yeah, it's a bit of a different type of thing. A dedication is different to a baptism or a christening. In some sort of sense, what we're here to do today, or Dave and Maria are primarily here today to give thanks for the gift of Reuben. Isn't he lovely? How did they ever make him? It's amazing. They're doing this because they recognise that Reuben isn't their sole property, but he belongs to God, and God has entrusted him to their care as his parents. They need help. And we're here to stand alongside them as they say, you know, we thank God for the gift of Reuben, and we promise to try and bring him up in the ways of Christ. And Nick and Amanda as special friends, and Nick, if you know Nick, he is very special. We know that about Nick. As well, say, yeah, we want to come alongside you and we want to help you, and we promise Reuben to bless you and to bring you up as well in the ways of Christ. And as the gathered church, the people who are part of God's global family, we're here to say, yeah, we too promise, we dedicate ourselves to you, Reuben, to say you're part of our family and we want to bring you up in the ways of Christ. That's what dedication is all about. Simple, yeah? Have you got that? Yeah, we're getting on with it. Isn't that simple? So we've got a few promises to make. I just want to read something from Mark's gospel. It says this: the people brought children to Jesus, hoping he might touch them. The disciples shooed them off, but Jesus was irate and he let them know it. Don't push these children away. Don't ever get between them and me. These children are at the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this: unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then gathering the children up in his arms, he laid his hands of blessing on them. See, Jesus loved children. God created children, and it's part of his plans to bless us and enrich our lives. Who's got kids? Are they a blessing to you? Yeah. Sometimes, a lot of the time they're a blessing. Sometimes they can be a pain. They can keep you up. Like, Leah kept me up 7 times last night. I had to get up to, well, no, 4 for me and 3 for you. 4? I'd do 4. 3? Outrageous. But they're a blessing. And when they you know, start crawling around and discover the DVD player. Oh, no, I'm upset now. I'm not a blessing. And they break things and they draw on the walls and stuff like that. They're a blessing. God has sent them to us to look after them and to bring them up in his ways. So, Dave and Maria, I've got a couple of promises for you. I'm just going to come back. What? Did you come over here? You're standing all the way over there. You're standing here on my this side. That's nice. You stand like this. And I'm going to just give you a couple of promises. And then we'll say some promises. All you need to do is just say, we do, okay? But I hope that you agree with them. We don't just go through these. These are not just empty words that have no meaning. They're promises that we commit ourselves to, that we dedicate ourselves to. So, Dave and Maria, do you thank God for his gift of Reuben? And do you accept the joys and the responsibilities of parenthood, promising to give love and care to him through your actions, examples, and prayers?
We do.
Fantastic. And do you promise to bring Reuben up within the Christian community and share your own faith with him?
We do.
Thank you. Now, Nick and Amanda, your turn. Do you commit yourselves to praying for Reuben and by your example showing what it means to know, love and serve Jesus? And will you seek to support Dave and Maria in the promises they have made?
We do.
That's nice to know. And for those of us who are part of God's family, I just invite anybody who wants to, you know, dedicate themselves to Reuben this morning and to God, just to stand and share in this promise. Whoa, are you there? So if you class yourself part of this church or part of God's church or anywhere and you want to make this commitment, then do this. So I read this statement and you just say, we do, or I do, or yes, Brian, or whatever you want to say. So, people, do you promise to offer Reuben and his family your love and care and to join with Dave and Maria in sharing your faith?
We do.
Fantastic. Can I take Reuben? No. You can take a seat. You can sit down. Hello, Reuben. My name's Chris. We've met before. Just I want to say a few words of advice to you. Liverpool Football Club are the best. Liverpool. Reuben. Let's pray for Reuben.
Can you just move that because I can't see the thing. Reuben, the Lord bless you.